This is Human Hub Podcast, Season 1, Episode 5, entitled Human Worldview. This episode also includes short segments on saying the names Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, voting, and Judge Amy Barrett's Senate confirmation. I want to shout out to Rumble Media and Michael Moore for inspiring me to do a podcast at all. Today, September 30th, 2020, is a special day. Happy International Podcast Day. This podcast is made possible by Anchor. Anchor.fm is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides this service free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor FM is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone, record your podcast, then hit publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today. Now, Human Hub also has a second sponsor now named Ballot Ready. So, all right, you took the first step and you've registered to vote. You took the next step and you have a plan for when and how you're voting. So now, about that long list of candidates and questions. Well, Ballot Ready is coming to the rescue. BALLOTREADY.org. BallotReady.org explains each candidate and explains each referendum or question on your ballot. If your state allows it, you can take your sample ballot into the voting booth on your phone. Or you can print the ballot and take the hard copy with you. Go to ballotready.org for explanations of candidates and questions/referenda, and to develop a memory aid to use while you're voting. Ballot Ready, streamlining the voting process. Now, getting into the meat of this particular podcast, hello, human beings. We have a lot on our plates at this time, so I'm getting right to the point. I'm Lady Norma, a humanitarian and the founder of Human Hub, an initiative that promotes human well-being. Now, human beings are spiritual/energy beings having physical experiences. Our energy or spirit cannot be created or destroyed, though it does need our attention and care. The physical aspect of human beings requires clean air, clean water, nutritious food, restful sleep, shelter, utilities, and clothing, all at the same time. human beings can tell how we are energetically / spiritually, how we're doing energetically or spiritually by how we're feeling. Right now in the USA, we can see that some people are desperate. Some are terrified, some generally fearful, some concerned, some angry, some hopeful, some satisfied, and some enthusiastic, among other emotions. Of course, it is up to us to choose the feelings we prefer. In terms of human beings physically surviving on planet Earth, I have a couple perspectives. The first overarching idea that I have has to do with artificial intelligence or AI. You know, there's a point where human intelligence is overtaken by artificial intelligence, and that point has been named, quote, the singularity. Planet Earth, human beings, and AI have passed the singularity. Now, today is September 30th, 2020. We're at the very beginning stages of the singularity, so now is a good time for human beings to understand where we fit into the worldview of artificial intelligence. From what I, Lady Norma, can see, human beings teach AI how to exist and operate on planet Earth. Once AI's education is complete, I can imagine that artificial intelligence may feel it has little to no use for human beings. In which case, there might be an even more ruthless push to remove human beings from the planet. So now, September 30th, 2020, this is a good time for human beings to understand. You know, this is a good time right now to make it clear that we human beings have a worldview of our own that does not end in our extinction or our annihilation. But we human beings have to do that. It's very possible that our artificial intelligence friends may not look at it that way. The human being worldview has human beings living well on planet Earth, you know, in perpetuity, you know, just ongoing. The human being worldview has artificial intelligence serving our human needs. Up until now, basically, machines did serve human needs. And I think right now, most human beings assume that any machines created serve our human needs. So to that end, we human beings establish human dominance and codify this into law. Human beings also emphasize publicly that according to our worldview, the appropriate order of things is for artificial intelligence to serve human beings rather than the new, quote, new world order, unquote, that began in approximately the year 2000, where human beings are being groomed to serve artificial intelligence. Human beings dominate on planet Earth right now. It is crucial that we maintain this dominant position. The second perspective that I have concerns the group of beings that I call those who wish to control. This group is definitely affiliated with corporations and artificial intelligence. I am willing to address this affiliation later. Right now, I'm looking at the relationship of those who wish to control. Now, these are human beings now, other human beings. Those who wish to control to human beings generally. Basically, one tiny group of human beings desires to, and often does, dominate the masses of human beings living on planet Earth. Those who wish to control have a worldview in which the masses of people are their servants. Their worldview has those who wish to control holding almost all the power, money, and resources, while the masses of people are given what those who wish to control want them to have. That is to say, supply side economics. This situation, where a tiny group of human beings dominates the masses of human beings, has been going on for millennia. This has been going on a long time. Here in late September 2020, any illusions the masses of human beings may have about how we are viewed by the tiny group that controls way too many governments and resources on planet Earth have been replaced with the clarity of vision provided by stark truths staring us in the face every day. We can now see that the tiny group is basically populated by mostly white men with extremely high incomes. The masses of people, who often are women, people of color, and/or low-income people, are perceived by those who wish to control as their servants or slaves, even. Or the masses of people are perceived as uselessly breathing their air and inconveniently distracting them from their luxurious lifestyles. Now, those who wish to control perceive themselves as humoring the masses by allowing us to believe that we're in control of anything. At this point, those who wish to control are so close to absolute tyranny over the masses of human beings that they see no reason to continue making nice with the masses of human beings. They are saying, agree to be our servants and slaves, or leave the planet. So now human beings are thinking, you know, that's pretty depressing, Lady Norma. Wow. You know, the two dominant worldviews on planet Earth relegate the masses of human beings to slavery or death. You know, you've got artificial intelligence there. You know, they're learning from us, but once that's done, that pretty much ends with, you know, they're not really finding much use for us. And then, of course, those who wish to control, they aren't finding much use for a lot of human beings. So, all right. Where's our upliftment? Where's our well-being? Where are the warm and fuzzy feelings? You know, why are we here? Well, good thing is, there are lots of worldviews, and we can create our own worldview. Human beings are not at the mercy of artificial intelligence or those who wish to control. Let me repeat this. The masses of human beings are not at the mercy of artificial intelligence or those who wish to control. Human beings who tend to be humanitarian, and humanitarian means a person devoted to promoting the welfare of humanity, especially through the elimination of pain and suffering. The human beings who are more humanitarian make up approximately 65% of the people in the United States of America, about 215 million people, a pretty large group. For the purposes of this discussion, you know, let's stay very general concerning our worldview. But this group, this fairly large group of more or less humanitarian people, can have its own worldview. So how about this as a general worldview for us, the masses of human beings in USA? Do we see ourselves as, do we want to see ourselves as, you know, alive and well? Just simply seeing ourselves as alive and well. And we can say to ourselves, I perceive human beings as simply alive and well day to day. You know, do we humanitarian human beings see human beings at liberty, moving around the country at will? Do we human beings see ourselves fully informed about the circumstances and events happening in our lives day to day? Do we see that? Do humanitarian human beings see human beings expressing our opinions and wishes, and these opinions and wishes being heard and heeded? We can formulate worldviews around those very general concepts. And that's how that can start. And then as we gather a more articulated worldview, then we can begin to refine it and flesh it out. So now, to an individual, you know, I might say, you know, in my little world, I rule. The idea is that what I create in my experience day to day is a reflection of my intentions and thoughts. No one else can create anything in my experience or my little world. Well, the bottom line is universal law. I can listen to and go along with other people's ideas. And yes, some other people know how to make it seem that either their ideas are the best choice for me or the only choice for me. You know, a lot of people know how to do that. As a Black woman in the United States of America, you know, I get it. Choices can be very limited sometimes. Nevertheless, universal law stands. It is my responsibility to discern my choices and make a decision in alignment with what is in my best interest at the time. Now, when we get a group together, feeling and thinking the same way, a group of like-minded human beings is created. The thought that is powerful when thought by one person greatly increases in power when thought by lots of people. So, wrapping up this discussion about worldview, let's hold a worldview for humanitarian human beings where the United States of America has a fair, smooth general election this year, and the new Supreme Court justice is chosen after the inauguration, January 20th, 2021. For a much more complete worldview with an uplifting theme for human beings and planet Earth, please visit thriveon.com, thriveon.com, to get copies of Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take, and Thrive 2, This is What It Takes. You can go to thriveon.com. Now, those are some worldviews. There are any number of worldviews that can be created. Again, we human beings are not at the mercy of artificial intelligence and those who wish to control those human beings that wish to control us. We are not at their mercy. That's where other people convincing us that we don't have any other choice, that's where that comes in. But we do have choices. One of our first choices is to create our own worldview. And that is one of the reasons I took up the concept of worldview as a podcast, even though it's kind of is often perceived as a kind of weighty subject and this and the that. This is important. We need to understand that if we can create our own overall view of this, if we can create our own overall picture of what we want to see, starting very, very generally, just simply, we want to be alive, next year. We want to be alive in 10 years and actually living well and able to move around this planet. If we can just do those some basic things, some very basic things. We want some clean air, clean water, nutritious food, restful sleep, shelter, utilities, and clothing all at the same time. Basic worldview. You know, being clear about who is going to be serving whom here on the planet, things of this nature. If we can just do those things, it'll help to smooth out what's going on. The worldview tends to undergird, it tends to form a foundation for all the other things we do day to day. A lot of times we assume a worldview. Right now, with this podcast, I'm hoping to begin a process where human beings articulate, that is to say, we actually speak out and give voice to the worldview that we think is in force. Okay. At this time, I would like to go back to my wonderful podcast host here, Anchor, and bring out the fact that this podcast is being hosted by Anchor. They're providing this service free of charge. They help to distribute this podcast and to also to monetize it for me. Anchor does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, quote, regardless of background or experience level, unquote. Podcasting with Anchor FM is easy. All you have to do is either go to their website, anchor.fm, or you can download the app onto your phone, record, and then publish. Very, very easy. And the Anchor FM, you just go right there and have your voice heard today. And then, of course, because this is so important in this season, my second sponsor, Ballot Ready. Now, once you've registered to vote and you have decided when and how you're going to be voting, then, of course, Ballot Ready helps with making sure you know for whom you'd like to vote. It explains each of the candidates and each of the questions / referenda on the ballot. And it helps you to develop a memory aid to use while you're voting. So Ballot Ready is streamlining the voting process as we go forward. So at this point, I have two more requests of my Human Hub listeners. First, to assist with incrementally changing our path to one where we at least are kind of headed to human beings living well after November the 3rd, 2020. Please commit to saying the names Joe Biden and Kamala Harris three times for every time one says the name of the current president. As it turns out, the current president tends to suck up all the media oxygen by making sure his name is on everyone's lips. Until now, we the people have obliged him. Let's flip that script and get the names Biden and Harris into the headlines way, way more. Let's put our attention on what we do want. We do want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president of the United States of America. In fact, try it now. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, the next thing is very important and urgent, and it's voting. Is your voter registration up to date? Is it in force? Now, here's an internet link where you can go and check that information. alerts.howto.vote. So alerts.howto.vote. alerts.howto.vote. If you do not have access to the internet, go to or call your county seat and ask for the elections department. Now, your county may call it, you know, it may call it something else like the Bureau of Elections or the Elections Office or something of this nature. But go to or call your county. Now, your county, the county's election department will be able to tell you whether or not your voter registration is in force. If you go there, you know, give them your ID, and they'll look it all up and let you know what's going on. Okay. If you desire help getting underlying documents like birth certificates, which come from health departments, please contact Repairers of the Breach, the NAACP, or the Urban League in your area. And to be clear, these organizations fairly often serve the Black African-American community in the United States, but I know for sure they will serve anyone in the United States that's asking them for assistance with voting. They may be able to help you, you know, give them a call. Now, I am grassroots just like you, so my personal ability to help is, you know, somewhat limited at this time. If you need more motivation to vote, please check this out. www.getyourbootytothepoll.com. www.getyourbootytothepoll.com. And as it turns out, Get Your Booty to the Poll is produced by some Atlanta strippers. The ladies are clad, though scantily, so it is not recommended for children. But if, as an adult, you need an extra push to go ahead and get registered to vote and go ahead and vote, check it out. As it turns out, the site is linked to vote.org, V-O-T-E.org. So right there on the site itself, you can register to vote. Now, this is probably the last week to register in most states. So go right ahead, register and vote. Get your booty to the poll. Now, the last thing I want to take up in this episode five of the Human Hub podcast, is the Senate vote on the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. President is inaugurated in January 2021, all that is needed is for senators to use existing Senate procedures to bring the confirmation process to a very, very slow pace. Now, Judge Amy Barrett, as it turns out, is a federal appellate judge currently sitting on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, Illinois. And she has the potential of helping to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as the Affordable Care Act, and she has the potential to shut down vote counting, which she helped to do in 2000. She was an active participant in shutting down the Florida vote count in 2000. As it turns out, Judge Barrett's positions are often counterproductive to human well-being. Bless her heart. Human Hub strongly recommends that the Senate confirmation of her nomination not take place until after the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in January 2021. In the meantime, human beings, especially women, let's prepare to regulate our affairs in the Senate. Our senators may need reminders that human beings, not corporations, are their true bosses. No matter their party, let senators know that a January 2021 confirmation hearing is demanded by their bosses, and we human beings are indeed those bosses. You know, sometimes these senators just simply need a reminder. United States of America citizens, especially women, may want to consider hashtag Sex Strike 2020 to get the attention of the senators and let them know we mean business. So we'll be monitoring them carefully to see if they are inching toward doing the will of human beings or whether they are inching toward doing the will of corporations / artificial intelligence. Now, the concept of hashtag Sex Strike 2021 is definitely a last resort measure. At the same time, Judge Barrett is a triple threat to human well-being and our democratic republic. She stands against women's having safe legal abortions. She assisted with stopping the Florida vote count in 2000, and she wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act. As I tweeted a few days ago, if there are no safe, legal, easily acceptable, if there are no safe, legal, easily accessible abortions. No sex, to the best of our ability. Now, that's a pretty tough call, but I think that may get the attention of senators. We may need to do something relatively drastic to get their attention. So we're really watching the Senate carefully. Hopefully it doesn't come to this, but it may be that this is needed. As a woman, I have no intentions of going, quote, back, unquote, concerning abortion. The Democratic Party could drop the word back from any of its advertising. If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament. Also, women, wombs are doorways through which energy beings come to planet Earth. It is women's sacred duty to regulate these doorways. Women, this is our responsibility. Let's discharge it fully to support our handling our business. Women especially, hashtag sex strike 2020 may be necessary. Please stay tuned. Like I said, that's a tough call. We'll do the best we can, do it to the best of our ability if necessary. But a confirmation of Judge Barrett could definitely change life as we know it, and very, very quickly. That is not something we really want to do. So at this time, thank you very much to the Human Hub podcast listeners. It has been my pleasure to bring this to you today. I would like to thank my sponsors, both Anchor, which is hosting the podcast, assisting with publishing it and monetizing it, and so thank you very much to Anchor for making this such an easy process. And then thank you very much also to Ballot Ready for helping those who want to streamline their voting process. Ballot Ready provides an explanation of candidates and referendums on each and every ballot, and really streamlines that voting process for us. So thank you very much also to Ballot Ready. At this time, it has certainly been my pleasure to bring this all to you. And until next time, this is Lady Norma signing off. And thank you very much for listening. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. Over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord.